Please turn to hymn 371. Hymn 371. We will sing all stanzas. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. Eternity. There isn't a day in this chapel when we don't talk about heaven and what waits for us. But especially at this season in the church's year, we remember the fact that time as we know it is going to end. And it's absolutely something that we, as time-bound creatures, really cannot get our heads around. Forever. Forever. Time stops. Week from today is Thanksgiving. 2 weeks from today is the last Thursday of classes. 3 weeks from today, most of you students will be gone for Christmas break. Time. When we live under it, it can be such a difficult thing. Our pictures of heaven that we have in Scripture are interesting images, but one of the consistent themes is the foreverness of heaven. And as much as I enjoy music and singing and listening to singing, sometimes even that picture of heaven of the saints and angels and everyone standing around the throne forever and ever and ever, doing just that is not also, it's an image I can't grasp either. It's unbelievable. And we will find out what it is when we get there. In the meantime, we are to live each day as if we're already there. That's a challenge for us as Christians. When we approach the altar and we sing, therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we are, in a sense, already there, in that space that knows no time. But I do believe that we will be serving God throughout eternity. What that service will look like will be revealed to us in that time. Turn now to hymn 425, and we'll stand and sing stanzas 1 and 4. 425, stanzas 1 and 4. Turn now to hymn 541. And the Christian church and the Christian individual have always taken great comfort in thinking about the pictures of heaven that we have in Scripture. 541 is an interesting hymn that describes the picture or the story of what happens when, through death, the soul departs and goes to heaven. And it's an interesting hymn that was written, of course, if you look at the dates of the poet, written during the days of the 30 Years' War in Europe. It was a difficult time. It was a time in an era before antibiotics. So if you sneezed in the morning, you could be dead by the evening. And that existed. That was even if you were, some of you may have grandparents or, well, maybe great-grandparents that will think about the year 1918. And there was this great flu pandemic, and that's exactly how that disease worked. You'd get a little sick in the morning, a scratchy throat, and you could be dead by the evening. And it was a disease that struck, it was a scary disease, because of course people were dying, but it was especially frightening because it struck mostly the young and healthy, especially young men, about your age, gentlemen. I'm not talking to the faculty. And when you live in a cult, in a situation like that, your eyes, I think, are turned much more heavenward than when really your biggest concern is finals week, right? It's a different kind of concern. So we turn our eyes heavenward now, and we're going to work through this sort of verse by verse. So 541, you've got it? And of course, the image of the New Jerusalem is drawn.
drawn clearly from Scripture, from the book of Revelation, other places as well. This is not talking about the city in Israel. This is talking about heaven. Jerusalem, Zion, they become for the Christians images of what is waiting for us and already is in existence. So, here we go. Sexist or Germanic sounding. What it is, of course, is a reference to the fact that when Jesus says, in my Father's house are, you know the verse? Okay, so that's why we can call it that. Now, stanza three is so interesting to me because it is this interesting and wonderful poetic picture of what happens in the moment of death. Oh, you love it. So we're going to go to three and four, and then maybe I'll talk some more. So three and four, here we go.
Thank you.
obvious in what we've spoken of frequently in the last weeks about the saints who suffered, all the saints who have died and are there in Christ. And then stanza 7, this is where we start to sing about the singing. So let's stand up and do stanza 7 and 8. Through life's ending to life eternal. Amen. Go in peace.